Penguin Presents Bitter Orange by Claire Fuller. Read by Rachel Bavage. Chapter 1. They must think I don't have long left, because today they allow the vicar in. Perhaps they are right, although this day feels no different from yesterday, and I imagine tomorrow will go on much the same. The vicar... no, not vicar. He has a different title, I forget. Is older than me by a good few years. His hair is grey, and his skin is flaky and red, sore-looking. I didn't ask for him. What faith I'd once had was tested and found lacking at Linton's, and before that my church attendance was a habit, a routine for Mother and me to arrange our week around. I know all about routine and habit in this place. It is what we live and what we die by. The vicar, or whatever he is called, is sitting beside my bed with a book on his lap, turning the pages too fast to be reading. When he sees I'm awake, he takes my hand, and I'm surprised to find that it is a comfort, a hand in mine. I can't remember when I was last touched. Not the quick wash over with a warm cloth, or the flick of a comb through my hair, these don't count. I mean properly touched, held by someone. Peter, possibly. Yes, it must have been Peter. 20 years ago this August. 20 years. What else is there to do in this place except count time and remember? "How are you feeling, Miss Jellicoe?" the vicar says.